Mary Shelley, Heart of Hearts, by Kate Fox. I think on the heart in which the imagination of the deed was conceived, from Frankenstein or the modern Prometheus. Trelawney raked it from your rib cage, tempered it in waves that scoured the shore like a dish rag. Byron, sickened by the body's watery ooze, staggered into the surf as Trelawney wrapped his blistered fist in gauze, swaddled the rest around your stubborn heart, slipped it into his pocket for the journey back to Pisa. Ferragosto, Assumption of the Blessed Virgin. Revelers danced in the piazza as skyrockets bloomed like spirea, drizzled their fiery seed into the crowd, as beside me a woman, backlit, whispered, "And your husband, my dear, where might he be tonight?" I closed my eyes to the burning. What bones could cradle it? What body could bear its weight? I loved you, Shelley, or thought I did. To believe otherwise would have damned me too, and I had the living to consider. So I crushed the mineral fist, pressed it among pages of Adonais, kept it long after you offered my body to Hogg as common treasure, even after you complained of my conjugal neglect. I, whose grief unleashed a monster, worked to keep you alive after the furnace consumed everything that would burn, leaving only that defiant, calcified muscle in the ash. And what of it now, you ask, with all of us long dead? I answer with fair copies of poems, letters stripped of their Hellenic strain, ringlets curled like fingers in small lockets, and the one flawed creature I loved beyond all reason, because, even unnamed, it hunched over its creator's body and grieved.